Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always available online, npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart, and we're having a really fine conversation with Michael Mandelbaum, who wrote the book Democracy's Good Name, The Rise and Risks of the World's Most Popular Form of Government. We're discussing these various power grabs that we've seen in recent months by world leaders around the globe. And Michael, we've talked about Chavez, Putin, Musharraf. There's also the president of the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, Mikhail Saakashvili. Okay, this is going to be a compound question. I said it was one question, but it's two. One, which of these gentlemen, four leaders, do you think will be out of office first? And is there someone we're missing that we should be paying attention to who's kind of going through these same machinations of trying to gain more power?
Well, of those four, I suspect that Mr. Saakashvili is going to be the most short-lived for two reasons. One, Georgia is even more unstable and unpredictable than the other countries. And two, he actually came to power as a Democrat. And so if and when people get tired of him, they probably have a greater opportunity to vote him out of power than is the case for the other three who have really aimed at a dictatorship from the beginning. Second, I would say that the two zones of dictatorship in the world are former Soviet republics that are now independent countries in the Caucasus, such as Georgia and in Central Asia, and, alas, the Arab Middle East, where we have expended mighty efforts to implant democracy, and where, if we're fortunate, we may be on the verge of bringing some stability to Iraq. But for reasons that I outline in Democracy's Good Name, unfortunately, the Arab world is not fertile territory for democracy. I think we're going to have to wait a long time for the first Arab democracy, unfortunately.
Professor Michael Mandelbaum, professor at Johns Hopkins University, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
It's been my pleasure.
All right, let's jump over to Korva Coleman in Washington, D.C. with BPP News Update.